Harvard Law Student Council passes anti-Israel resolution after changing voting rules. By Joel B. Polak on March 30, 2024. The Student Council of Harvard Law School passed an anti-Israel resolution on Friday, after changing the voting rules to do so. The resolution calls on Harvard University to divest from the Jewish state and anything connected with it. As the Daily Wire reported last week, the Harvard Law School government amended its bylaws to allow for a secret ballot by its elected representatives for the first time in the history of the institution. The Harvard Crimson reported that the resolution passed 12-4, with three abstentions. It resulted in two members of the council resigning in protest, condemning the change in voting rules and noting that the council rushed the vote before current members' terms were about to expire. Some activists gathered to celebrate the resolution. Harvard Law students are celebrating the passage of a divestment resolution made by the student government. The vote was an anonymous one, which is unprecedented in Harvard's history. Two members of the Harvard Law School student government resigned because they felt the pic.twitter.com/JGN9M7VST. Stu, at Das Justa Studio, March 30, 2024. Harvard University, once one of the most pro-Israel campuses in America, has become a hotbed of anti-Israel activism and outright anti-Semitism in recent years, notably after the Hamas terror attacks in Israel on October 7. Harvard Law School once produced brilliant legal scholars who contributed much to our society. Now, it harbors and panders to social engineers with no intellectual discipline who almost always get things wrong. Here is a perfect example. There is simply no definition of genocide. David M. Friedman, at David_Friedman, March 30, 2024. As the Al Jamaner notes, in November, a mob of anti-Zionists, including Ibrahim Barmel, editor of the prestigious Harvard Law Review, followed, surrounded, and intimidated a Jewish student. Shame. 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 The crush of people screamed in a call and response chant into the ears of the student who, as seen in footage of the incident, was forced to duck and dash the crowd to free himself from the cluster of bodies that encircled him. Harvard President Claudine Gay resigned earlier this year due to controversy over her weak response to anti-Semitism, as well as a plagiarism scandal. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.